You're listening to Under the Badge Podcast, where we share stories, news, and experiences under the badge. Get ready for your hosts, Bernard and Martinez.
Welcome. Hi, Mom. I'm famous now. Rebrand. We'll start with that. Final rebrand. No more. This is the final. Did you just text me to shut the fuck up?
That was like 20 minutes ago, yeah.
Goddamn. Hold on, I'm gonna leak your text. Look at that. This man said shut the fuck up. Can't really see it, but he said shut the fuck up. Asshole. Who better end up on patrol?
Right. We felt as if this rebrand would work better for us. We can have special guests that are in the same field. I'm excited for it. Looking forward. It's a great rebrand. It fits us a hell of a lot better. So, what you got?
I sneeze. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna hold it. And okay, anyway. On to some news. Oops. 38 year old. Should I say his name or should I just keep it? Okay. 38 year old officer from New York PD committed suicide by jumping off of the Bronx Bridge. He was not happy on patrol, and that marked marked NYPD's fourth suicide this year. We'll lighten it up real quick. Two officers with the Caldwell Police Department in Idaho rescued a little baby kitten today. Oh, hell. That was worse. Hold on. They had a little baby kitten. You can see both the officers there with them. But yes, they did that. Don't know the story. There's really not much to it, but just a picture of them holding a kitten. I'm assuming they picked it up off the road. But and then scrolling through my newsfeed, there's a picture of Yoda like basking in the sun that says, "When you fart in a crowded room and say, 'Do I smell popcorn?' so everyone takes a whiff." What the fuck? Other. Ah, fuck this bitch.
Oh, I will say, going back to the rebrand, something like that. Mostly, I guess, stories about our career or what's going on news-wise. As I mentioned, hopefully having some guests on here soon. And talking to this guy on TikTok.
What the fuck? Yo, what the fuck was that? This room is no longer in followers only mode. The fuck does that mean? Yeah, stream chat says this room is no longer in followers. Okay, I don't know what that means. Anyway. Apparently it was. I don't know how it's possible, but here's a Florida woman. Florida woman tried to infect first responders with HIV. She deliberately tried to infect them. She kicked, bit, spat at, and on the deputies. Several deputies got her saliva in their eyes, mouth, one in a cut on his hand causing by her fighting. You want to know what her bond is?
$50,000.
No.
No bond?
No, it's $10,000. Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
What?
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Fuck that bitch.
Some of these blunts that we have is ridiculous. I'm not gonna get a lot, but yeah, I don't know how they come up with the blunts.
I don't know. I need to log into Facebook on this freaking stream sometimes. Like, we could just scroll through the Facebook right. group and just be like, all right. Because there's a few different memes in here, too, that we could show.
Right. Speaking of kicking and biting.
Oh, fuck.
To have excess stuff because you know they collect the asshole. Did a shakedown in one pod. I was in the adjoining pod, I think, whatever how you want to say it, the Canadian pod there. I was in a wreck in my pod. So our husband goes over to that pod and starts to shake down and he walks in unannounced, and he goes to go in this one inmate's room, and the inmate jumps in the shower, so he's getting undressed, of course, and if you can't fucking go in my pod without me in there, and starts it just walks in this pod, and so the dude runs out of the shower butt ass naked.
Free the Willy! Jesus.
Like, yeah, and of course, you know, code was called, and I ran over, and I walk in there, there's about 20 people in there, police officers. It was great. Fun times. I feel, so, some shit always goes down when I know I have days off. I don't know if that's how it is for you, or if it's like, you know, some shit's going to go down.
Mm-hmm, dude. Shit always happens when I'm off. It always happens when I'm off, and I always get told about it, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, why do I care? Like, I'm off. I walk into it when I go back to work. Like, it's. I'm not gonna go in there and be like, oh my god, oh shit. I'm sorry this happened, you guys. All right, I'm going to go home. See you later. Now, fuck that. You send me a text telling me what happened, I'll be like, cool. Send. And then I'm going to shut that phone off.
Well, so, the video I told you about. I'm not gonna show it right now, so he said I recovered all the videos she deleted off my camera. I hope you enjoy that lawsuit coming your way. I suggest you try a better program to watch my videos that you found, because it didn't work out in your favor. Damn, dude.
Ouch.
Needless to say, this guy did get fired. So I'm definitely not playing it on here right now, but yeah, there's that.
Pop, pop, pop. Anyway, okay. Another death that we have to talk about is Canine Shadow. Canine Shadow is a... It's just a front half. I'm just getting it out the way because this is the latest thing. 6-year-old Belgian... Oh, how the fuck you say that? Malinois? Been a plat... I'm about to butcher this. The Plasto Police Department since July. Yeah. Since 2016, he was certified in patrol tactics in July of 2017 and narcotics in 2018. Began to show signs of bloat prior to his tour of duty on Sunday, September 4th, 2022, and was rushed to the emergency hospital for surgery. He was kept on observation, and on Thursday, September 8th, while under observation, he took a turn for the worse and had to be put down. And if you know nothing about bloat and dogs, that's very deadly. And then also, right underneath it, I think this might be what you're talking. Texas teen shoots and kills two suspects breaking into his home. Okay. I saw one, I saw the video of the Ring doorbell, and this dude, he's Uber Eats, DoorDash, whatever. He parked his car in the driveway and goes up to the house, and these two guys come out from the shadow. One jumps in the passenger seat of his car, and the other dude runs up behind him. And this dude, unbeknownst to them, was packing. And... they're off camera, but you can hear the dude begging for his life. And as the delivery driver, like, pushed him, you see him start running. He starts firing at him. Sees homeboy in the passenger seat. Fires around at him. Dude jumps out the car. And as the dude's trying to run away, he's popping off the rest of that magazine. And people are a little... outraged because they're like, that shouldn't be legal. They kept firing as they're running away. They're protecting his life. They can come back. Exactly. The fuck? What if that dude in the fucking car got out and ducked down behind the car to start shooting at him? Like, the fuck? You shoot to fucking, yeah. You shoot to kill the bitch. Fucking liberals. I mean, what?
What?
Fucking liberals. Anyway. Oh, we need that fucking clip of fucking Jeff Dunham. Dunham. Copyright.
Jeff Dunham, if you're watching this, please come on our podcast. Also, Mr. What's his name? Shoot, what the fuck is his name? Owen Wilson. There it is. Mr. Owen Wilson.
Here's another one. So, you know, as a kid, when some kids, they dress up as cops because they want to be one when they're older.
Right.
So I'll show you this one. Little girl, canine puppy, right? And then this was her when she was older, and she actually got to become a canine officer. I want to be a canine. That'd be fun. Oh, here's a new one. A Louisiana state board official arrested during drug deal involving methamphetamine and fentanyl. Ooh. The Louisiana State Board of Private Security Examiners was arrested during an alleged drug deal involving meth and fentanyl at a fast food restaurant in southeastern Louisiana this week. Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
You talked about it in the last one.
She killed... No, I think one motorcyclist died, but then she hit the EMS. She went to jail for, like, not even 24 hours because she bonded out. Her bond was 50 grand. I was like, dang. Oh, no, it was 100 grand.
The fuck?
But she got bonded out. But they're still talking about her case and, like, figuring her sentence, I guess. She, like... 50-something or 60-something, I don't remember. But that was a few weeks ago. Well, that was about a month ago now. That was sad. Scary, dude. So scary. Just because she was in a rush to go where she was going. Like, please don't try and go around the scene. Just be late or whatever, you know? Like, it's not worth someone else's life.
Okay, now your ass in jail for the rest of yours.
Hell yeah.
Really should be.
Should be.
Probably only in there for like 10 years, but.
Yeah.
Just bullshit. Just saying. We need to fix that. Here's one that I saw earlier. Let me go back on Google because I know it's on there. This one, bastard, where'd you go? Comes from New Jersey. A shithole state. Anyway, there is a guy there. I'm going to keep his name out of it. Call him Sean. It's because his fucking name starts with an S. So Sean owns a diesel truck, right? And you know, you can do some... stuff to it to make it spew more black smoke and all that, and it can't pass an emissions test when you do that, right? Well, Sean here was getting some threats from the state of New Jersey telling him that he needs to return his truck to stock or make an appointment with the vehicle crusher.
What?
Mm-hmm. And he did screenshot the emails and include them. I'll read one of them. Dear Sean, prayer request, skip forward. Was also stated in the notice of violation. Under corrective actions, your vehicle needs to have the emission system returned to its original certified configuration within 60 days. The only other option you have to come into compliance with the notice of violation and avoid incurring monetary penalties in this matter is to have the truck destroyed at a scrapyard. Yep. He has till... Fuck, what's today? Oh, shit, his appointment for that truck crushing is tomorrow, September 16th.
Dang.
Yep. R.I.P. Chuck. It's a beautiful truck, too. Look at that. It's a nice Ram 2500. Oh. I'd be like, fuck you, kiss my ass. I ain't crushing nothing. Oh, January. This is what I was hearing about earlier. January 1st, 20. Oh, yeah.
Check out our merchant website at underthebadgepodcast.com.
Okay, that's done.
I can hear
Yeah, you'll see it. It's a separate scene on the stream. January 1st, 2023, Illinois jails will turn many prisoners loose.
What?
Yeah, we're about to read that. Hey. Oh, it's YouTube. I'm gonna actually Google this real quick. Oh, January 1st, 2023. Alrighty. Let's read this together. An Illinois criminal justice reform law will do away with the cash bail system on January 1st, 2023, which means suspects charged with certain felonies, including second-degree murder, aggravated battery, and arson, will be released without bail. Approximately 400 criminal defendants will be released back into your community, warned Winnebago County State Attorney. Anyone sitting in jail right now, with all those pending charges, they're going to be let out. The gates are open, and they're going to be let out onto the streets. One part of the 611-page amendment to House Bill 163, a massive police reform initiative introduced by the Illinois legislative bullshit, is the Pretrial Fairness Act, which would abolish cash bail. The AML legislation would set free certain criminal offenders without having to wait in jail for their court date because they can't afford bond. Well, yep. Good thing I don't live in Illinois. Fuck that. And then, do you remember a couple years ago where there's the video of these cops playing basketball with these kids in their neighborhood, and Shaq jumps out the car? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that video's popping up right now. Yeah, they brought Shaq out.
Nice.
That'd be intimidating, though, because I'd be looking up at him and be like, God damn it, this isn't fair.
Yeah, that's
Jesus Christ. Whoa! California middle school student arrested for bringing fentanyl to school, causing employee to overdose. Damn. That's not good. Oh, here's another one. If you're home and you get a package delivered, fucking take it inside. Jesus Christ. If you want to avoid your package being stolen, just open the door and grab it and bring it inside of your home. Or have a... I know some houses, I've seen them on TikTok, have lock boxes.
Yeah.
That it's not locked. So that way when they go to open it, they put the package in, and when it slams shut, it locks itself. Get something like that.
There's some people do those, like, glitter, the glitter boxes or whatever.
Yeah, glitter bombs.
Yeah.
That shit's funny. Well, I didn't steal no package. Why are you covered in glitter then, dude?
We don't have to worry about that where we live, because we live in the middle of nowhere. Oh, shit. I just looked up some news. There's, headline is ex-deputy gets life for killing ex-wife, stepdaughter, and man. From Austin, Texas, the former Texas sheriff deputy is sentenced to life imprisonment without parole for killing his ex-wife, teenager stepdaughter, and the stepdaughter's girlfriend. His sentence is to be guilty to capital murder. This was yesterday. Today. It says... Yeah.
Yeah. There's a news out of Chicago yet again. April 5th, there is a police chase involving a man who stole an ambulance, right? I don't know if you ever heard about it. He stole an ambulance and went on a fucking high-speed chase on the highway. And he faces no criminal charges in two of the counties that he drove through for stealing that ambulance. ...70-mile chase. I have no idea, but based off his face... ...probably in his 40s. The damage to government property... ...is around $7,800 worth of damages. Which I'd have to guess would probably be towards that ambulance. The only county that filed any type of criminal charges is Grundy County. That's a load of shit. You know, 70 miles on a stolen ambulance is across multiple counties, and two of them say, fuck that, we're not going to do anything, really? Why? Oh, dear Jesus. Coming out of Colorado. a man was arrested for... I can't say this straight. A man was arrested for pulling over a real cop while he was impersonating a cop. He attempted to stop an off-duty officer in Brighton, Colorado.
So the guy that pulled over the real cop was impersonating a cop.
Yep. 37-year-old male was booked into Adams County Jail after an incident, but has since bonded out. He initially attempted to stop an off-duty officer driving their personal car by activating red and blue lights. Moments later, police said the suspect started brake-checking the off-duty officer, forcing the officer to the side of the road. According to the sheriff's office, he wore a security shirt, approached a real officer while displaying a silver badge in his hand. The suspect was arrested on scene.
You know what that story reminds me of, Martinez?
Huh. Just think. Jeremy DeWitt.
Say what?
Jeremy DeWitt.
What?
Yeah, Florida?
No.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that bitch. He was charged with impersonating a peace officer, prohibited use of a weapon, driving under the influence, reckless driving, use or possession of red or blue lights, and illegal possession or consumption of alcohol in a motor vehicle. Yikes. This is why you don't impersonate fucking cops. You dumb ass. Well, you know what else we need? Have you seen that 70s show? You know Red Foreman? We need a sound of him saying dumb ass. Because that would have fit perfect right there. Oh my, editor, we're going to get that next time. Oh, God.
I put my foot up your ass, he says that a lot too, right?
Yeah, don't do drugs, kids. Otherwise, you're gonna end up looking like this.
Oh, wow.
This person is wanted for criminal possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell criminal... criminal possession, controlled substance, and second hallucinogen. Oh, they said this person has blue eyes. I don't know about that, because those eyes are pretty, pretty faded shut. That was pretty disturbing to look at. Dude, some people got some fucking weird mugshots. Like that dude with that fat neck. Yeah. 35 minutes.
Alright. I say let's maybe do one or two more stories, wrap this up.
Probably. I have shit to do tomorrow, but troopers. Let's say Arizona DPS discover 46 pounds of fentanyl pills during a traffic stop. Hail. Stopped the driver of a 2010 Volkswagen Jetta sedan for a moving violation. Trooper noticed multiple signs of criminal activity during the traffic stop. Searched the vehicle, revealing 46 pounds of the illicit and deadly pills. Investigation determined the pills were being smuggled from Nogales, Mexico, to the Phoenix area. Where the fuck? Oh. Damn. Dude, that happens, though. No, I haven't seen that one. Well, you know, okay, we'll end this one on a funny note. This wasn't much of a story. It was more of throwing shade at stupid people. Bartlett Police Department. They made a post. It said, we had a driver that didn't immediately stop yesterday because they said they didn't see our blue lights. This morning, we topped off all our blue light blinker fluid to make us easier to see, and there is a cop pouring blinker fluid on the light bar. Good on them for throwing shade at dipshits. Yep.
Next episode.
I don't know, but these bagpipes are pretty peaceful right now.
These bagpipes. I hear nothing, but.
Yeah, I know. It's on stream.
Thanks for watching. We love you.
Taco Bell. No, Taco Bell. Next episode, we'll talk about how to quickly get your duty belt off when you have to shit. Next time you do, you gotta time yourself to see how long it takes. No, so you gotta do it when, what is it? You gotta quickly rip off them duty belt keepers and throw them shits on the ground. Because those things are time consumers. I got the Velcro belt because, yeah, it makes it a little bit tougher now. So stay tuned for that one? Oh, God. My duty belt's in the other room. I don't keep mine at work. I choose not to keep mine there. Anyway, we'll do uniforms next week.
Thanks for listening, and please subscribe to our podcast and stay tuned for the next episode.